What relationship exists between ideas and memory, and between words and books? What does a book say that cannot be read? What could be said and what had to be silenced? What could be thought and what had to be hidden? The dictatorship unfolded a plan to exterminate people and also ideas. It pursued the figure of an internal enemy and everything it considered subversive. Not only did it want to eradicate political organizations that raised the banner of socialism or Peronism, but it sought to impose its own notions of homeland, nation, and Christian morality. To achieve its objective, they deployed their repressive apparatus across society, affecting adults and children. From the seed, they sought to kill ideas and impose others. Those who resisted the dictatorial regime fought to preserve their books, records, and ideas on various media and hid them, like a great treasure, waiting for a day when they could see the light again.